Daddy Cecil here for 2 hours of word sound power. Rasta Reggae Radio, it's Jamon. Jamon, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 p.m. Rebroadcast Saturday mornings, 1 to 3 a.m. here on KRVS.
.48269991 is the number, and you're listening to Zydeco Son Pasale, JB and MC, every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. We do it right here on 88.7 FM, public radio for Lafayette Lake Charles. And your number, of course, is 4826991. And just a reminder that St. Joseph Catholic Church Bazaar is taking Bazaar and Dance. It's going to be taking place on October the 12th, which is the dance. And that's going to take place at the W.O.W. Hall featuring none other than Leon Chavis. And it started off at 9:30 until 1:30 a.m. And you turn right at the red light on Highway 92, approximately 1/2 mile down on the left. And if you want to call for some tickets in advance, you may call 278-8048 or 654-8816 is a number that you might want to call to make sure that you get a ticket, because it's going to be crowded. It's going to be crowded. There's no question about it. Leon Chavis. And right after that, of course, shortly after that, in the next weekend or the following weekend, they're going to have on the 20th. That's when they start the bazaar. And they're going to have on Saturday, October the 20th, they have new and used thrift store starting off at 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the church hall. And then they have the youth dance from ages of 13 to 17, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the church hall. Then on Sunday, they will have the barbecue chicken and pork steak dinner that's going to be sold. And it'll start off selling around 11 a.m. in the morning. And, of course, until you keep coming around and there still has some more food left. But the best thing to do is call in advance and get some reservation. Get you some plates. Get you some plate lunches. And I'm going to give you the numbers again. And entertainment on the grounds will be, from starting off at 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., will be Cupid, Giorgio, and also Kenny Wayne will be performing. And so you got that sweet potato pie, sweet shop, fun shop, food, games for all ages. And please, no alcohol beverages on the church ground. Please, don't put a filet in your back pocket and go and sneak around the church and take a little swig. No. Somebody's going to see you. Somebody will see you if you go around there with a little swig, thinking that you can have that little white pot in your back pocket. You know how you used to take the little half pint, Melvin, in your overall pocket?
But you know, John.
What?
Outside of the church, that's not considered communion.
Or the wine?
Outside of the church is not considered communion.
They don't know that.
They don't know that.
I'm going to eat me a little cracker. Yeah. I'm going to eat me a little cracker, yeah. And I'm going to go get a little wine.
Little wine to chase it. Do my communion.
No, you can't do that.
No, that don't work
that
at the church.
That doesn't work that way. You know? So.
Bars ours.
Yeah.
Real good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And if you need some tickets for your dinner, or dinner tickets, call 654-8816 or 893-5428. And let me tell you, those dinners are good.
What did they say?
And that's going to be at the Church Hall, St. Joseph Catholic Church Bazaar in Maurice.
Whoa.
And they start off on the 12th, they got the dance. And on the 20th, they have the thrift store sale. And then on Sunday, that's when they have the youth dance that night too. By the way,
oh, the youth dance,
yeah, they got a youth dance.
That's for what's a youth? What's a youth? What's a youth?
Youth.
Well, you can go and say you, the youth dance.
But you know they have an animal name, a youth.
Is that a goat? Like,
oh, it's a sheep.
It's a sheep. Yeah,
same thing. Youth.
Yeah, see, you thought I didn't know that.
Oh, what about youth, lover? Youth. And they have some nicknames that way. Youth. They had somebody named Youth in my neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah.
The man name is Ute.
Yeah, the man was name was Ute.
Okay.
They had another guy by the name too, Shitted Bone.
Who?
Shitted Bone. His name was Shitted Bone.
Okay, we're staying.
He was. No, it's a legitimate name. Now I know okay. that I was hesitant in naming and pronouncing it, but that's what his name was.
Mm.
And he.
He what? What? Go ahead, say it. You started it. Yeah. I told you leave it alone, but no, you want to force the issue. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to leave it alone.
What? No,
Six ahead, minutes man. Past well, 10 o'clock.
Who bone? Who bone? He's still alive?
No.
Okay, we're going to play with the dead.
No.
We leave the dead alone.
And then he...
Jupac Lemon.
He was pulling, he was driving a truck, and he hooked the mule to the truck.
The front or the back?
The back.
Okay.
So, you know, he was going out in the field.
Okay.
But he forgot about the truck, about the mule in the back.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, you just drive slow.
Driving along. Right, with the mule. Yeah.
And then he said, all of a sudden, man, he said, now, wait a minute here. That mule, something is wrong with this truck. I mean, it got low, so he had to change gear. He had to lower the gear.
Right.
He had forgot. When he got to his destination, the mule tongue was hanging this long, and
he was dragging. He forgot it.
Forgot
the mule.
Yeah.
So
and that was he. That was that guy.
Who is that how he got his name?
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. As we move on.
7 minutes pass. Here we go.
On n'est pas de tous la bite des chiens. Aïe, tous les jours les femmes. Ça c'est pour ici la bite des chiens.
The repo man.
My daddy told me to tell you, he not there.
Mr. Repo Man, I can. But Mr. Repo Man, with those papers in his hand. But Mr. Repo Man, well, I'll pay you when I can. The Repo Man, I said one more day. Oh, Mr. Repo Man, I'll promise I'll pay. Oh, Mr. Repo Man, oh, give me one more day. Oh, Mr. Repo Man, I'll promise I'll pay. My daddy told me to tell you, he not that.
My daddy told me to tell you, he's not there. Yeah, he's there. He's in the backyard hiding. But that's okay. We ain't gonna do him like that, poor daddy. Hang on. Here we go.
Yeah, on n'est pas dit ici la bite des chiens. Aïe, tous les jours les formes. Ça, c'est pour ici la bite des chiens. I'm calling down here with a pretty remedy.
fais les morts tous les matins, je fais les morts tous les soirs, à terre, du perdiment. Mais croyez-la, moi je connais pas, du perdiment. Je fais les morts tous les matins.
Mama time, she can't be thinking. It won't get better till five. From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology. Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon. Upcoming performances include Zachary Richard, The Revelers, and Fights. For tickets and more information on upcoming events, the website is bluemoonpresents.com.
Explore the wide range of musics from throughout the world every week here on Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle, bringing you classics, field recordings, and the latest sounds spanning the globe. That's Earthbeat, Sunday nights at 7 p.m., Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. here on KRVS.
Thank you. you, sister. I'm gonna take you back to Arkansas. That's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. It's all right.
All right. That was something by Horace Trahan. It's one of the CD called Get On Board, and that was by the Austin Express. Horace Trahan. And Horace Trahan's got his now, he's got a little commercial about his new CD called Following Keep Doing, or what is it? Keep Walking? Whatever it is, Keep Walking. That's what he's doing. Coming up is something by Lil Buck himself, going out to Big Mark, many of you. Blues is killing me. Listen to this. Down, real slow.
no tears. Just be happy and thank God for these years. But when I go, just let me down.
Met a girl, her mom was a bear, her old daddy must have been a gorilla. I woke up in the morning face to face to face. I said, oh my God, I slept with a bearilla. She wasn't mine. To go.
All right, Barilla was just by Leroy Thomas, and now something coming up by Leon Chavis, Roadrunner. It is 48 past 10 o'clock on a wet Saturday morning, and we're trying to make you at least a little happy, because when it rains, sometimes it gets a little sad. But we're not going to be on the sad side. We're just a Roadrunner.
Cause I run roll all the time. Well, they call me the Roadrunner. I run roll all the time. Oh, you know, baby, 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 baby. You just won't treat me right. Yeah, baby. They call me the Roadrunner. Yeah, baby. They call me the Roadrunner. Oh, you know, baby, 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 baby. They just want to change their life.
Just want to treat me right.
All right, 53 past 10 o'clock, and we're about to enter into the final segment of Zydeco Sans Passale. Melvin, we got, let's see, we have something called Sweet Dough Pie Festival.
Well, you got to know what you're doing when you're doing Sweet Dough Pie.
Oh, yes, indeed.
When is that?
On November the 3rd.
Oh,
at
man,
9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Where?
St. Charles, Barnaby, what is it called? How do you pronounce that anyway? B-O-R-R-O-N-M-E-O. Church.
Baroma?
Baroma Church, I guess.
Baroma Church? Where?
Yeah, in Grand Coteau.
Grand Coteau.
Yeah. And,
oh, I tell you, they make us wet our mouths early in 90. It's not till November.
Yeah, but
I said to him,
but no, but you know, we're just trying to get the dough right because you know you got
to take a while to get the sweet dough right.
You got to rise it, let it rise a little bit, and then we got all of that stuff. Now you got something about the voting.
Our voting.
Tell the
yeah.
folks about it.
Let's see. Your last day you can register to vote is what, John? October the 9th.
October the 9th.
October the 9th. And you can only early voting. It's early voting right now is going on. And 14 days before the election, it can start, and it has to end 7 days before the election. And, of course, the election is November the 6th, so you got to be ready for that. And so we want everybody to get registered and get ready to vote. You must register in the parish you live in, so you can't be living in Lafayette Parish and go vote in Evangeline Parish. Just don't quite work like that.
No.
That's not. And if your name or address has changed, you must register with the registrar's office to make sure, because some people move and, you know, things happen.
Yeah.
So you definitely have to do those kind of things. Now, students, if you're a student and you've moved away from home to go to school, you just keep your address at home because you're going to be coming home anyway. So you're just transit for the time being. Let's see. What else? Let's see. Voting. Now, some people need assistance when they go voting.
Right.
Because they are impaired in some way or another.
Right.
So they can always get some help there, and they can always get somebody else to go in and help them to do that. But there's some things that you must do. Let's see. You shall go to the front of the line if you are mentally challenged or impaired. You can always go to the front of the line whether you're going to the early voting or you're going to regular voting. If you are unable to read, which some people are, don't be ashamed. You just haven't learned how to read. Some of the young people can't read, you know, so if you can't read, don't be ashamed. You still need to vote. Physical disability or visually impaired, you must file a statement with the registrar wherever you are. You must register with them in person or provide documentation at the poll worker on election day. A physical statement or certificate of current mobility for impaired ID or an impaired ID card can be issued by the Department of Public Safety and Correction. Okay? So those are just the kind of things that anybody can vote. Just make sure you got your stuff together. To register to vote, you have to prove your age, residence, and your identity. So you have to be able to prove those things in order to register to vote. So you can't you got to have that.
Yeah, you got
to
have that.
Now, when you go to vote, you need to have a picture identification card to vote. So they have to be able to say, hey, that's you.
That's the man.
Yep.
That's the person.
At
right
the
there.
Voting place. You got to have that. It can be a driver's license. It could be a Louisiana special ID or a picture card with your name and signature. You can get a free Louisiana special ID at the Office of Motor Vehicle. But you got to present your voters' information. So you can't just go get an ID for free. But you can get it free if you have voters' information. If you don't have an ID, you will be asked. This is at the voting poll. If you don't have an ID, you will be asked identifying questions by the poll worker and asked to sign an identification affidavit before you vote. And I've seen people do that. I didn't know what they were doing, but signing that. So it's very important that we do those kind of things. And voting is one of the most powerful rights as a citizen that you have. Now let's talk a little bit about, no, we're going to play some music. We'll come back and tell you what happens when you go to vote.
Well, we got 2 minutes left.
2 minutes. Okay, when you go to vote, Yeah. Don't be scared. That's the first thing. Don't be scared.
Yeah, wherever first, you, for the first time.
First time. Yeah. Or go with somebody that's already voted.
Right.
And the one thing we always ask, if your young person that live with you is going to vote or have never voted, bring them with you. Bring them inside the thing, especially young kids. Just start teaching them, how. Yeah, get
show
away from. Let's too. Start getting rid of the fear. But now, if you've never voted and you want to go, don't be ashamed. Hey, the first time for everything. Now, when you go there, they're going to ask you to sign, ask you for your ID. When you give them your ID, you're going to walk in. You give them your ID. They're going to ask you what your precinct. And on your card, it tells you what precinct you are. And then you want to make sure that you're at the right place. Mm-hmm. So when you walk in, they're going to be asking you this, what percent you is, and all of that, and tell you what table to go to. So there's people there to help you. Nobody's there to scare you. Everybody's there to help you.
Right.
And then when you go, they're going to ask you for your ID. You give them your ID to verify your name on the books, because your names will be on the book. And then when you get that, they will put your name, have you sign it, and then you walk over to the curtain. They will open the curtain, let you walk in to vote. How much time I got?
You got.
Okay. When you walk into the curtain, you will move the handle to the right. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. You move it to the right, and it closes the curtain. And when you look in the front of you, there's some little things there, some little switches that you push. You look at who you want to vote
for. Sometimes it's just a touch, now.
Sometimes it's a touch.
Touch screen.
It's something that's going to be next to the candidate's name. You push it or move it, and you move it down, and you can only vote for one. It would only let you vote for one of the candidates at a time. You can't vote for two at a time. Okay? So it's very important to do that. And then when you move the candle back.